Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Afro Bliss by Lyrical Buster. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Afro Bliss by Lyrical Buster was released on August 25th, 2023 under Upscale Live. It has 11 tracks, which represents 38 minutes, 11 seconds of runtime. And there are 5 collaborations, including Liz Harris, LM, Siashezi, Sanilo, Charboy, and Young Zesh. There are also multiple producer placements. The likes of Sean Cast HQ were expected to be on this album. Liz Harris, Alex Muti, Mshogobezi, Sanilo, StickX, Charboy. Yeah, it's stacked. And the mixing and mastering was done by Sean Cast HQ and executive producer Tando Lwetu Masuku, aka Mr. Masuku. Now, there are 2 songs that have already been released from this album, and that's one for Bami and Buyekaya, which the first one from last year, and then Buyekaya was released about a month back. And those are the 2 songs. I have to say this outright, I didn't know what to expect with Afro Bliss, even though the title of the album kind of, you know, gave a little bit away, you know, the Afro inclination. I really did not know what to expect. I've been following Lyrical Buster for a while now, played some of his tunes on the Motomoto podcast probably about 4 or 5 years ago when I was still doing that podcast. And his style has really evolved over time, and the sound you hear now is very different to who he was. So I thought it would be really cool to kind of give you 5 takeaways that I got from listening to Afro Bliss, and here we go. The first one was, really, Afro Bliss is an evolution of Lyrical Buster's sound, cementing what would otherwise be his maybe new style that he's adopted, particularly in the last couple of years. And there's a certain maturity that has come with the evolution. The second point is, hip-hop is a smaller part of his style now, with more emphasis on the sing-rap style and sometimes, you know, outright singing somewhat. But it's also the Afro beats in general type of singing, where it's not necessarily pipes, but it's still singing in some way. And you get a clearer rap style on songs like Alfuni and Juba. However, quite sparingly, if I should say so, it does tell you that, yo, the name Lyrical Buster does come from the lyrical capabilities, the lyrical dexterity, so to speak. The third thing I noticed while listening to Afro Bliss was, there were a lot of jazzy additions to the overall music. For example, the use of the saxophone. And this really heightened the offering in many ways and influenced the actual feel of the music. The fourth thing, and this was coming just based on what I've said, I don't know whether to call Lyrical Buster a rapper or what exactly. Maybe an Afro artist, but Afro something, which is synonymous with Eswatini. I don't know what you'd call it. Help me out here, Lyrical Buster. What do we call you? And the fifth thing which really stood out, and this is less about the music, but I really have to say this. Upscale Live might be the best label in Eswatini for digital footprint for the artists that they've managed that I've seen. No one is doing anywhere near as well in terms of amplifying their Eswatini roster, artist roster, in the way that Upscale Live is doing, and doing it in a way that we notice outside of the country. And I understand it is considerable effort. I have to say this. It is considerable effort to do this, especially coming from a smaller country which doesn't have a bigger population, but the music is still good. I mean, the biggest export out of Eswatini, obviously, Uncle Waffles, you gotta say it. There's no way to escape that. And I would love for Uncle Waffles to do something like an album with just Eswatini artists, just to amplify where she's from. That would be crazy. And that would really put a lot of these local stars from there on a different platform altogether. So those were the five takeaways that I got from listening to Afro Bliss by Lyrical Buster. And of course, if you do like this podcast, the way you can support outside of listening to the podcast is heading over to redsau.com, redsau.com, where you can order your I Love African Music t-shirts or I Love Eswatini Music t-shirts in this context. redsau.com. Before I wrap it up, songs I think will do well from this album. Spitsy Pitsy, which I think is the party song on this album. So this one for the dance floors, that's it. Imbita is another one. Estradini. I think Estradini is going to be the song that actually like almost leads the way. And we'll see. The streaming will tell us. Everything else will tell us. Ningakali for the lovers. Yo, this is a lovers jam. And obviously, Buyekaya, add that to the lovers list as well. From a delivery perspective, Buyekaya is actually very unique. Uniquely executed with a beautiful guitar. And lastly, I think I'll add Salagahle with Young Zesh, which I think locally could actually have the widest appeal across ages, demographics, whatever you call it. This is a song even your grandma can vibe to. And I think in a way, the makeup of Afro Bliss kind of gravitates towards Lyrical Buster having as much wide appeal as possible within the local Eswatini context. Like I said, it's a small country, so if you want to divide it up by just being like a rapper, it's gonna be hard to get, you know, big market share. And this is a market share play. The good thing about Lyrical Buster is he's always been versatile. This guy has always had a sound where he could be on one track which sounds totally different to the next, and he's still gonna do something awesome. So this is what you see. This is a manifestation of the talent, but also an evolution of just the gift that he has. And for the moment that you've been waiting for, how do I rate Afro Bliss by Lyrical Buster? I do have to say, I think the best bar to judge this type of album is from a local perspective, and I think he's absolutely nailed it. A straight 8 out of 10, really close, well executed, not very long. It's only 11 tracks, but I think that's also a sweet spot. So very well done. Great features, by the way. I have to say that. Shout out to the features. They did really well. And yeah, it's a great album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.